It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New Jersey has more than 100 toxic Superfund sites. That's more than any state in the USA. And with the worsening climate crisis, time could be running out to clean up these polluted industrial wastelands. NJ Spotlight News has launched a new podcast that documents all of the ways extreme weather is threatening Superfund sites across the Garden State, like a pair of chemical ponds near the Raritan River in Bridgewater.
Shrouded by trees and away from onlookers, these ponds sat still by the river's edge for decades. Until recent flooding showed us what could happen if sites like American Cyanamid aren't cleaned up. Every time we get a major storm, we run the risk of toxins seeping into our waterways. And climate change is making things worse.
That's investigative producer Jordan Goss-Poré. She's the host of the 9-part series Hazard NJ, and she joins us now. Jordan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. A Superfund site is a location contaminated by hazardous waste, as we know, that the EPA has designated for cleanup. Many are decades old. If they're already so badly polluted, can the climate crisis really make them that much worse? And if so, how?
Yes. So the climate crisis can make some of these sites significantly worse, or predicted to be significantly worse. So in New Jersey, you find a lot of these toxic sites that are located along the shore, near bodies of water, or are at risk of flooding. And so what could happen is if a site gets flooded and a site has not been cleaned up yet, we are afraid, there's this fear that it's going to spread, the water from the flooding will spread the contaminants around, and we won't know how far the spread will be, and we won't be able to contain the toxic chemicals. So that, to me, looking at different Superfund sites in New Jersey, seems to be one of the major problems in New Jersey, is that fear of flooding and spreading toxic chemicals.
Superfund sites are like snowflakes. Each one is unique in terms of the pollutants they contain and their hazards. Now, your first episode, for example, looks at a site in Bridgewater. What's unique about that one and how it's being threatened by storms?
Yeah, so the American Cyanamid site in Bridgewater, there's a risk of flooding there, and it's next to the Raritan River, and the Raritan River is a source of drinking water for the state of New Jersey. So there is this fear that these two specific toxic ponds that I mentioned in the episode will flood before they're cleaned up and be able to spread into the Raritan River and beyond. So that is one of the biggest fears if we don't clean up American Cyanamid.
Jordan, with that kind of threat, is there someone watching and monitoring to make sure that those kinds of possibilities don't happen?
So the EPA is the body that is monitoring to make sure that those things don't happen. However, there is a fear that the remediation, the cleanup process that the EPA is implementing with these sites is not taking climate change into account, or they're using outdated models. So models from years ago with predictions that are no longer the case. So we investigate that in episode one and in episode two, and really in all the episodes, about what happens when you are using outdated models to clean up these sites when we really don't know how bad things are going to get because of climate change.
That first episode talks about capping as a solution for a Superfund site. What exactly is capping?
Yeah, so capping is really just entombing all of the toxic waste, keeping it on the site itself and putting a cap on top of it. Usually it's asphalt, and it really is entombing the toxic waste with the hope that we will keep it there. Nothing's going to happen to it. So if climate change, flooding events because of climate change occur, well, that toxic waste is entombed and it's not going to go anywhere. But the problem is that if you are using outdated models to cap your toxic waste, there is a fear that the cap's not going to hold and your toxic waste again will spread.
Jordan, another one of your episodes looks at Diamond Alkali, a former chemical plant that dumped Agent Orange into the Passaic River near Newark for years. Would capping help secure this site against the climate crisis?
Yeah, so capping is a controversial decision. Capping most places is pretty controversial. On one side, you have residents of the Ironbound neighborhood, in particular in Newark, who say capping is not going to work because capping the site in the Passaic River, it's underneath the Passaic River at the bottom of the river. And if you have more extreme weather events, another Hurricane Sandy, something worse than Hurricane Sandy, you have more of a risk of that cap breaking, are getting destroyed, and those contaminants spreading all throughout the Passaic River. So instead, as of right now, the EPA has decided to dredge the contaminants from the Passaic River, which just means scooping up all of the contaminated soil and soot and everything at the bottom of the Passaic River, bringing it up and incinerating it at an off-site location.
Some officials might argue that Superfund sites are relatively contained as they drag their feet on remediation, as you were talking about. Is there a need for urgency here? It sounds as if there is, based on what our conversation.
I think there is a need for urgency. And most folks that we talk to that are with other agencies outside of the EPA or, you know, geologists, like our episode 3 that we speak with, really they have said there is an urgency and have kind of backed up what I have felt. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast was feeling like there is a sense of urgency. And, you know, just because you see more and more flooding, and we've seen more flooding events and extreme weather events over the years. And yeah, you've had decades to clean these sites up. I think this is kind of the kick in the butt that the EPA and other places, other agencies need to clean these sites up.
Jordan Goss-Poré is the host of Hazard NJ, the new podcast series from NJ Spotlight News. Jordan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.